In the 1800s, a man named Harry Mitchell traveled from Scotland to Illinois to practice his trade as a wheelwright. He began a wagon building business that eventually grew into producing bicycles, motorcycles, cars, and trucks. According to a news release, known as the Monarchs of the Road, Mitchell automobiles were handcrafted, making them more prestigious than their assembly line counterparts at Ford. Mitchell's great-great-great-grandson, Lewis Miller, was a mechanic before retiring and opening Lewis Miller's Mitchell Collection in Boonville. The PBS television station KMOS has partnered with Missouri Life magazine to profile five Missouri communities in the second season of Missouri Life. And that's just one of the stories that will be featured on a segment on the city of Boonville. The Boonville segment will be shown at 8 o'clock tonight on KMOS Channel 6.4. The feature on Boonville will also air at 10:30 on Wednesday night, November 2nd, 8:55 on the night of November 29th, at 8 p.m. on January 5th, and at 10:30 p.m. on January 11th on KMOS Channel 6.1. Other communities to be featured during the series are Marshall, Excelsior Springs, Steelville, and Silver Dollar City. Meredith Haynes will be the host. Winter trout fishing kicks off in early November. According to a news release, the Missouri Department of Conservation, MDC, is stocking 73,000 rainbow trout in 32 urban area lakes around the state, including Liberty Park Pond in Sedalia. Many of these areas allow anglers to harvest trout as soon as they are stocked, while other areas are catch and release until February 1st. You can find locations by going to the website short.mdc.mo.gov/Z06. The daily limit for catch and keep at these locations is 4 trout with no length limit. All Missouri residents over the age of 15 and under the age of 65 must have a fishing permit. All non-residents over the age of 15 must have a fishing permit. To keep trout, all anglers of all ages must have a Missouri trout permit. You can buy hunting and fishing permits from vendors around the state online at mdc.mo.gov/buypermits. or through MDC's free mobile apps, Mo Hunting and Mo Fishing, available for download through the App Store. And a contentious voter ID measure is on ballot in November. Republican state lawmakers passed and overrode Governor Jay Nixon's veto of such a bill this year. They say requiring photo IDs at polling places is a common-sense safeguard against voter fraud. Democrats almost uniformly oppose the law, claiming voter fraud is practically non-existent. Republican state Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby says fraud does exist, but it's not dealt with.
People say that it doesn't exist because it hasn't been prosecuted. It is hard to get prosecutors interested in pursuing these type of crimes or investigations when they have a full docket of other issues out there that they have to deal with on a regular basis.
If the voter ID ballot measure passes, then the bill passed by the legislator becomes law. And that's a look at KMMO News. For complete stories and more information, visit the new KMMO.com. For KMMO News, I'm Melinda.